Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. This month we've been talking about life lessons. Specifically, we've been talking about common mistakes people make in their lives and the things you can do to begin making different choices. Today we're going to be talking about expectations and how the way we frame our expectations affects the way we view ourselves and the world. If we're honest, most of us would say there are certain things we want from life. Sometimes it's specific things, like I want a new car. Sometimes it's larger things, like I want to do something meaningful in my life. And there are probably as many different things people want in life as there are people, right? And I think it's fine. In fact, I think it's healthy to have things you want in life. It provides motivation, gives us direction, keeps us from getting too bored. And so long as this is kept in check, I think it can serve a very healthy purpose. The problem is, for a lot of people, we don't keep expectations in check. We don't just set goals and hope to reach them. We set goals and then get pissed when we don't reach them. But why? And to me, it comes down to a very simple word: should. I mean, listen to anyone who's upset and you'll hear things like, I shouldn't have to deal with this, or they should feel lucky to have me. To me, should isn't about how I would like things to be. It's how I think things are supposed to be. The problem with that is that when people feel like the world is supposed to be a certain way, they get upset and they feel cheated when it isn't that way. And so for me, it's not just about what I would like, but it's about how I frame the expectations I have. So why is avoiding should really important? And for me, there are a couple different reasons. One, should is based on assumptions. I've always done pretty good in school, never found it particularly hard. But you wouldn't know that from looking at my grades. If you looked at my grades in high school, even up until college, I was a solid BC student. And I remember more people than you can count telling me, you should be doing better in school, your grades should be higher. And they were right. If I cared about grades, and I put the time into studying, my grades should have been higher. But truth is, I didn't care about grades, and I didn't put in the time. So my grades were exactly where they should have been. See, should assumes that I'm doing the things I should be doing to get the desired outcome. But that may or may not be the case. Another reason why avoiding should is important is because should is based on a fair world belief. And what I mean is, should assumes that people get what they deserve and that life is equitable. But that's just not true. Not everyone who works hard succeeds. Not everyone has the same opportunities for success. Setting a goal doesn't ensure you'll meet it. Look, I have a PhD in clinical psychology. I'd say I worked pretty hard to get where I am. But I would also say, I think there are a lot of people who work a lot harder than I do now. I don't crawl under cars. I don't stand on my feet for 8 hours. I don't carry 50 pounds of crap up a ladder. That stuff is hard work. And there are a lot of people who think they should be getting paid more based on the work they put in. The problem is, we don't live in a world where that's true. We don't live in a just world. In a just world, that would be the case, right? The harder you work, the more you should get paid. But we don't live in that world. We live in a world where you get paid based on the value of what you offer. And that may or may not relate to how hard you work. Another reason why avoiding should is important is because should assumes that I'm exempt to the same things everyone else has to endure in life. Should assumes that I shouldn't have to go through what other people go through. As powerful as should is, shouldn't is equally, if not more powerful. A lot of times, if you listen, you'll hear people say, I shouldn't have to deal with this, or this shouldn't be happening to me. And they're almost always talking about something bad. I've never heard anybody say, I shouldn't be winning the lottery, or this really awesome thing shouldn't be happening to me. Never heard anybody say that. But layered into this belief is an assumption. The assumption is that I shouldn't have to experience what everybody else has to experience. Meaning, bad things shouldn't happen to me. But why? Why shouldn't you have to experience the loss of a loved one? Why shouldn't you have to go through losing your job and finding another one? Truth is, you should have to experience the same things everyone else has to experience. Why? Because you're not special. You don't have the secret to eternal life, so people in your life are going to die. You don't have the ability to control everything around you, so you might lose your job. I remember I was talking to this coworker once, and he was describing his experience of sitting in hospice with his mother as she was nearing her final days. And he was telling me the first day he was there, he was really depressed. And he was going through all the whys that we just talked about. Why is this happening? What did we do to deserve this? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he said as he was sitting there, he saw another family walk by the door going to see their relative. And it dawned on him. Why is this happening? Because this happens to everybody. And I'm not special and my family's not special. See, bad things happen. Sometimes there's not a bigger reason or a bigger message. Sometimes something bad is happening because it's just my turn. Another reason why avoiding should is important is because should sets me up to feel like life is unfair. If I expect that the world should be a certain way, then when it doesn't work out that way, I need to find a way to explain that. If I'm not able to say my expectation is off, then I'm only left with one other option, and that's that the world isn't fair to me. Truth is, life is unfair to you. Why? Because life's unfair to everybody. But when we use should, it sets up a mindset that we're a victim. It sets up this belief that somehow we're getting something that nobody else gets, or that we're having to endure something in life that nobody else has to endure. And most of the time, it's just not true. The final reason why avoiding should is important is because should assumes that I know more than anyone else. Just because I think things should be a certain way, does that mean they should? What if I'm wrong? What if the thing I think I should have isn't actually what I deserve? What if the thing that I think I should have is more than what I actually want? Maybe there isn't any reason for me to expect something, but because I want it a certain way, I expect it to be that way. See, the problem isn't having goals or having expectations. The problem is when I think I'm entitled to a certain result. I remember I was reading a book a few years back. I don't remember what the book was or who wrote it, and I think it's actually out of print by now. And the author was telling a story about two football teams meeting for some big championship game. And one team was the extreme favorite. Bigger program, better funded, better recruitment, better coaching, undefeated record. The other team was from a smaller school, didn't have much of a chance of winning. But as things go sometimes, the underdogs played the game of their life, and the favorites just couldn't get it going. And so they lost the game. And after the game, there's a big press conference, and they're asking the coach, what happened? The losing coach, what happened? You guys were bigger, you were better coached. This is not how this game should have gone. And the coach had a very interesting response. He said, no, you're wrong. When you don't tackle, can't run the ball, fumble three times, and allow your opponents to score more than you do, you shouldn't win. It would actually be unfair if we won the game based on how we played. So in fact, what should have happened did happen. And sometimes we have to accept that too. So what's the takeaway? How do you look at your expectations and see if you're shoulding on yourself? First thing I would say is practice listening for should. At first, you're going to notice it a lot more in other people, but eventually you'll start catching it in yourself. What that should tell us is whenever I hear should, is there's an expectation, and it's probably going to be off. It's probably an expectation of something that may or may not actually happen. Next, when you say should, ask yourself, what am I expecting? That I deserve a reward for hard work? That I should be able to avoid conflicts? That bad things shouldn't happen to me? What is it that I'm expecting? Then ask yourself, what's the larger expectation? What's the larger principle? That bad things shouldn't happen to me? That I should get whatever I want? What is that larger principle? Finally, how do I challenge the larger expectation? And we don't do this by just flipping the statement upside down. Meaning, if the should is I should be rewarded when I work hard, the challenge isn't I shouldn't be rewarded when I work hard. The challenge is, just because I work hard doesn't mean I'm entitled to a reward. That's the challenge. Bottom line, we all have expectations for our lives. We all have goals we hope to achieve, and that's good. Goals provide us direction. Goals provide us motivation. But we can't let expectations become demands. We can't allow ourselves to believe that because I did X, I'm entitled to Y. Because life just doesn't always agree with that. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. Be sure to tell other people about this podcast so they can start listening. Be sure to tune in every week. I put up new episodes every Monday. Next week, we're going to talk about balance and how people cause problems for themselves by not having a balanced approach to life. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.